With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. When Ukrainian President Zelensky visits the White House tomorrow, he'll be joined by a host of European and NATO leaders, including from France, Britain, Germany, Italy, and Finland. They'll be meeting with President Trump, who sat down with Russia's Vladimir Putin on Friday. Special U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff told Fox News Sunday security guarantees for Ukraine are now on the negotiating table.
The United States is potentially prepared to be able to give Article 5 security guarantees, but not from NATO, directly from the United States and other European countries. That is big. I mean, really big.
Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says several steps are essential if there's going to be peace between Russia and Ukraine.
We need to keep Ukraine at the center. It's their country that's at war with Russia, not the United States. And Zelensky needs to have a real voice and a veto over any territorial issues.
Israeli police have made dozens of arrests as tens of thousands of protesters across the country demand a deal to free hostages in Gaza. The one-day strike shows the growing frustration in Israel over plans for a new military offensive in some of Gaza's most populated areas. Why the concern? Many in Israel fear that could endanger the remaining hostages. Hurricane Aaron has been downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. A tropical storm warning is in effect for the Turks and Caicos Islands as winds and heavy rains continue to lash the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Aaron is the first Atlantic hurricane of 2025 and had reached Category 5 before weakening. The death toll from flooding in northwestern Pakistan has now risen to at least 274. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington tells us that Texas is about to have some new laws.
Starting September 1st, a measure goes into effect that requires all public schools to post a copy of the Ten Commandments. Another law that goes into effect on the first of the month establishes a strict biological definition for male and female in Texas. And a separate piece of legislation that bans student clubs based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in the schools will also take effect on the first day of next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another country will unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Australia is joining France, the UK, and Canada in granting the Palestinians' aspirations at the UN General Assembly next month. Israel opposes the move, arguing that any such state must be the result of negotiation between itself and the Palestinians, and that cannot be imposed by outsiders. This is SRN News. President Trump is putting his personal stamp on the Kennedy Center and its annual awards program.
Earlier this year, the president installed himself as chairman of the famed Kennedy Center and replaced the board with his supporters. This week, he personally announced the recipients of this year's Kennedy Center honors and revealed that he will host the ceremony in December. Donald Trump has complained of a woke agenda at the Kennedy Center and in D.C.'s cultural institutions, including the National Endowment of the Humanities and the Smithsonian Museums. Ken Lormond, Washington.
Air Canada has suspended plans to restart operations after the union, representing 10,000 flight attendants, decided to defy a return-to-work order. The Canada Industrial Relations Board ordered staff back by this afternoon, but the union refused, calling it unconstitutional. Air Canada now plans to resume flights tomorrow evening. More at srnnews.com.